Hey, Lexi Coach Mike here, LexiCoachMike.com. I am so excited to share this with you. I've done 140 hours plus of podcasts at the time we did this. This is Coach Brandon Childs from York. Man, what can you say? They actually won the Capital Athletic Conference Championship in 2016 with a win over Salisbury. No easy feat there. Made a deep run, getting to the quarterfinals where they lost in OT in the NCAAs. Hey, I have to tell you, after 140 hours of podcasts, usually talk to the coaches for an hour or so off the air too, this guy is one of the most creative lacrosse practice guys in the country. And as you know, I've interviewed almost all of them. In our last podcast, he talked about in his shooting drills, these guys were good shooters, but what he calls a shooting drill, you and I might call a transition drill oftentimes. And the purpose of this drill is it's really a shooting drill to get time and space or get looks off the backside pipe. But in fact, it really is a 6v5 drill as well. This philosophy, I just haven't heard it from other coaches, and I think you'll get a big kick out of it. It is a 6v5 with a quick slide, a couple of quick passes. We're going to describe it in the article section running out of an umbrella set. Sounds a lot more complicated than it is. Check out the article. Listen to Coach Childs describe this drill in his own words. Again, man, special thanks to our friends at Crossover. Great product. Give it a try. They certainly help us make all this possible for all of you. Thanks, Crossover.
And a couple passes, and then it finishes in a shot. What we felt like was they weren't realistic shots. And so the name is the offense and then the word shooting. So if we're running our 300 offense, it's 300 shooting. If we're running our 900 offense, it's 900 shooting. So, yes, we've remained pretty boring when it comes to our names.
Yeah, you and every coach we've interviewed, man, don't feel like you're alone.
Yeah, all right. But anyway, with all that being said, basically what we've decided to do is if we're going to skeleton our offense, if it's out of like an umbrella set where you got three across and a single crease or two guys behind or something, we'll put our guys in that set, and then we'll have our defense guard it, but with a man down. So what ends up happening is we'll dodge just like we would in our offense. The defense is a man down, so you kind of have to predetermine as a coach, you know, what you think your opposing team is, what look they're going to give you, and then you can decide which guy defensively to take out of the drill.
When you say look, are you talking about the slide, coach?
Correct. So, okay. So we're going to, we can predetermine, you know, we have so much film at our hands and disposal and know over the course of time, or maybe we got exposed defensively by a team and we want to get better at this exact moment of our offense. So through film or whichever, we will set the drill up to get our guys better at that scenario. So
awesome, yeah.
We'll set our guys up in the offense. We'll have a guy defending the ball and we'll have a guy ready to slide, you know, and if we wanted to work on, as you're talking about, you know, sliding off the clear through, you know, that'll be the hot guy. If we want to work on them coming from the inside, that'll be the hot guy. But somewhere along the six, they're down a guy as well. And then we'll slide to it. So on the back side, our defense is going to be two men down behind the ball. Ultimately, I think if you're doing, you know, you're doing a good job and you have some pretty skilled players, a shot is going to happen off of a couple passes if they already were a man down and then slid. So what ends up happening is, offensively, they're learning how quickly you need to move that ball to the backside. Because a good college defense, even a man down, is going to be able to recover and rotate to that. So it becomes really realistic stick work, getting the ball out of your stick when you're slid to. And then the guy, usually the guy who catches it either at X behind the goal, or we call top center Y here, so the guy who either catches it forward pass at X or throwing it back through Y has got to move it quickly. He's typically the one that's not guarded. So he has the easy job of catching it and moving it. And then there's some realistic shot that happens on the backside. You know, if you move it quickly enough and things are clicking that day, there's a time and room that's taking place. If, you know, it takes a little bit longer to get over there, he may have to hitch and go by a approaching defender. But pretty much you're going to get a shot on that backside by doing the drill the way in which we do it. So now there's a goalie in it. There's defensemen that are breaking out to you, and it becomes a really realistic shot. And those are the shooting reps that we really coach and teach. part of the reason we went to this is because it seemed as though the best way to get our defense to talk through those chaotic situations where maybe sometimes two guys do slide to the ball. You know, your clear through thinks it's his turn to go. The crease guy never heard that this guy's declaring himself hot. Two guys go to the ball. Well, now you are, five on three on the back of that.
Right.
And defensively, you know, you'd like to think you're never going to have two guys go to the ball, but it happens. And when it does, this drill has ultimately bailed us out quite a bit. And I think because we came up with this drill to help our offense take more realistic shots while skeleton through our sets, we kind of inadvertently stumbled upon the fact that we've become a pretty good recover and rotation team behind it, because
you can't just
recover to the crease and bump a guy out from the inside in this drill. You're going to have to rotate and really, really communicate to guard it. And it's really helped us on both ends of the ball, this drill.
Sorry, I'm taking notes here, man. I got a couple of questions, man.
Sure.
So this is basically a 6v5?
It's a 6v5, but with man-to-man principles. You know, it's almost as if there's an imaginary defender on one of the six offensive guys, and we will determine which one that is based on, you know, what look we want our team to get, you know, to get better at offensively.
Yeah, let me ask a couple of specific questions, and I got a general question. If you're a high school coach,
yep.
You know, how do you, or do you, keep your defense from getting overzealous in this drill?
I mean, we talk about a lot defensively here. We talk about giving up the shots that we want to give up. Our approaches to the ball become everything, because we want to give up, you know, low angle, low percentage shots. So that's the terminology that we're using when we're teaching them defensively what to do in this drill. First and foremost, you just have to talk. And we kind of tell our guys, it doesn't really matter what you do defensively so long as you're talking in front of you and behind you. So if I'm about to get overzealous and I feel that urge to go out and maybe overextend on the throwback pass and make the guy that's catching it at a Y a little uncomfortable, you can do that in our defense so long as you're telling the guy behind you you're about to do it. So you got to communicate as to what you're doing, but we want to buy time in those situations and kind of bait them into taking a lower percentage shot. So that's the teaching point we're trying to make. But there's no doubt there's opportunities for you to be a little aggressive in that rotation and anticipate where the next pass is going, because nothing disrupts a backside, ball reversal like a turnover. So if you can step out and create a turnover by being a little overzealous, we'll let you do it, so long as you're communicating that, because it's going to mean a pretty early rotation behind you.
Yeah, and you talked about this in our podcast a couple of years ago, what most coaches would call a transition drill. You refer to it as a shooting drill because you're trying to get that shot, like you said, you know, where the optimum place is that you want the players to shoot. And that may even be, in today's world, personnel-driven as much as anything else, you know.
Yeah, we're pretty good at shooting when no one's on us and there's no goalie in the goal. I mean, if you went to a York College practice and they're out there, our guys are always out there shooting. So you step up, you come out to practice and they're out there shooting, you know. Man, these guys can sling it and they can hit any spot they want. You put people in their hands and an offensive, a game plan and all the things that are incorporated in the scouting report, their shooting percentage, and a goalie, their shooting percentage goes down. And so what we try to do in these drills is create, you know, a really realistic rapid fire. So in this drill, I mean, that's the other point of this. There's a line of dodgers and then the other five guys offensively stay where they are.
Oh, great. Okay.
And so now the second ball, once that shot happens, the second ball is in probably 3 seconds after that shot was either saved or
okay.
Went.
That makes sense.
And so it truly is like a rapid fire. That's what we'll call it. We'll call it rapid fire 300 shooting, because it's got to be quick paced. So those guys will get back to their sets. And then after a minute or a minute and a half, we'll sub out the five offensive players that were off the ball and the four defensive players that were off the ball and put in a new nine. and then we'll do it for about a minute and a half with that group and then sub them again. And that also works on the continuity of the guys that are playing with each other. So if the second midfield line was up, they've gone through it, we'll then maybe put in the third midfield line to rep it in this drill after about a minute and a half when we put the new nine in.
So, Brandon, let me ask you a question, man. If you were coaching a U15 or a high school team,
yep,
would you introduce, and I'm thinking in my own mind, I don't know if this is a good idea or if it's counterproductive to what
you... Hey, man, I hope you got that. If you like what you hear, think about upgrading to the premium side of all this. Check out my article section for this unique drill from York and this amazing coach, Brandon Childs. Again, I'm so humbled by your support of my site. Until next time, God bless, man.